Today is Monday, July 26th. It's the Rundown. It's brought to you by Lisa. Lisa.com/barstool. $100 off your mattress. Used to be 75. They were like, that's not good enough.
Upped it up.
We gotta give them even more, which is crazy, because Lisa already provides a high quality mattress at an affordable price, and now they give you an even bigger discount. It's because Lisa is for the people, Lisa is for the stoolies. If you are a stoolie and you support this website, you have to sleep on a Lisa. I'll go that far. I'll say to you, are you a stoolie?
You're not a real stoolie.
If you tell me you don't sleep on a Lisa, you're not a real stoolie.
That's a bold statement.
It's a true statement. Lisa.com/barstool.
I'll still acknowledge stoolies who don't sleep on Lisas, but you should. But I'll acknowledge if you don't.
Lisa.com/barstool. $100 off any premium mattress from now until the end of time. It's Portnoy is golfing. Dan is like probably still stuck on the side of the road with a flat tire.
That didn't look good.
So it's Feidelberg and Pat, the gayest panel of all time. the gayest Rundown we've ever had.
You were.
I might be the gayest of all.
You were the one.
I said today on the radio that I would peck gay Pat on the lips.
You said kiss.
Might have said kiss.
And
but I meant.
Fine.
But I meant peck.
All right, fine.
And then you refused to because everyone else wouldn't accept it.
I would be okay with it. The whole fucking uproar from stoolies. They wouldn't. I don't want to go.
You are exactly describing how people live in a closet.
So to shut the lights off, can everyone leave the room?
I would be cool with it. People wouldn't, so I'm not going to do it.
Whatever, man. Fine. Kinsey scale. We know all about it.
Yeah.
We start with Jordan Spieth over the weekend with, as a casual non-golf fan, I would say the most memorable shot in my head since Tiger had the roll-in with the Nike swoosh. He holds it from the bunker, walk-off style, to win the Travelers.
Right at it! Oh!
He's done it again!
Just as he did at the John Deere for his first win.
Awesome shot, better celebration. Throws his club. The caddy throws his sand rake thingy. Bunker rake, whatever the fuck it's called.
It's a rake.
Just a rake.
Just a rake, yeah.
And they do the body bump. The only time I've really liked a golf highlight in my entire life, maybe.
I like a lot of golf highlights. I didn't like this one.
Really?
You want to know why? They're too athletic. Golf celebrations have to be like Phil Mickelson, where he couldn't jump onto a phone book.
When they always screw up the handshake. They always screw up the high five.
You're goofy, dorky golfers.
I can get behind that.
Look cool and be athletic like this. That's not fair. Save that for the basketball guys.
That's true. All right. That's fair.
I feel like this was his Michael Jordan Utah shot. I'm not a golf guy, but I watched the highlight and I was shocked. I feel like
you were shocked when Jordan hit the shot over?
Yeah, absolutely. I feel like everyone would be shocked about that.
I thought that was going in.
The entire time you thought that, there was no way you thought that was going in the end.
It was more probable than not.
I liked Justin Thomas called it. Justin Thomas was like, he's going to hold this.
Justin Thomas tweeted, like, I wouldn't be surprised if he put this in right now. I would be more excited about getting a prediction right on Twitter than actually hitting that shot.
Yes, absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely.
That's my world that I live in, man.
Yeah. And like, he even quote-tweeted it after, so it's really cocky. Like, yeah. I wouldn't do that. I just let it lie. I'd be like, ooh,
Doesn't need the likes from the original tweet, just quote-retweets it?
I mean, I can see what you're saying. But I would be like, yo, just to let you know.
This happened. It's kind of nice for those people to get a win, too, because someone yells it every single shot.
Get them all! It actually did.
I called that one.
I've yelled it
for 18 holes straight now, but guess what? Nailed it that time.
Weirdest video out there. I still don't understand how it happened or why it happened. This gondola girl dangling from a gondola for, like, several minutes. Like,
a long-ass time.
Why?
You ever ride a chair?
I was gonna say I've done on a chair.
On a chairlift, you get up to the.
I think a chairlift is very different than a gondola.
You get to the seat and you let your feet dangle until you feel yourself start to fall.
Oh, so you're just fucking around.
I've never done that. That sounds suicidal.
J-Pat living on the edge.
I was like seven and just slipped. I wasn't testing my limits.
I think it's a lot.
Nah, that looked more or less chairlift.
Like a chairlift.
I love the woman with the camera. Going, where's security? Isn't this your job?
Well, maybe your security should be right underneath the catcher. I mean, this is your job, isn't it?
My job is to make sure kids don't cut the fucking line. I'm not catching people who fall 25 feet.
Hey,
I make $7 an hour, lady. That chick can fucking break her legs.
All right, let's say this. We're all in the park, and that girl's dangling, and they're like, we need people to catch her. Are you stepping into that human fucking net to catch that girl?
In theory, right now, I say no.
I thought it would be the opposite.
Yeah, for a normal person, it would be.
You think you would step up when the time comes?
I think if I heard a little girl yelling, I think I would
She wasn't like, a little girl. Right. She was like 15.
She was a teenager. The teenagers, you're...
Yeah, I'm not trying to catch teenage girls.
If I can't have sex with you, you're a little girl, basically. So if you're under 18...
That's fair.
You're a little girl. You're just a little kid. I think if I heard, like, yells and screams, I'd at least wander over.
Give it a look.
And be like, maybe I could
and
help
then
out.
Decide
if,
not to do it.
If things really go awry here, I suppose I'll lend a hand.
I would be like, there's enough of you guys. You got this.
Oh, yeah. You no, I would mean? Just, like, I'd be a placeholder.
Right.
If someone else came,
I'll spot you.
I'd say, okay. You guys handle this situation.
Yeah. Would you step up and save her?
No.
Fuck that chick.
She's like,
survival of the fittest.
What was she, 20 feet in the air? That's a broken ankle.
That was the other thing. They were acting like she was going to fall like
and
to her
death.
And
she got airlifted to the hospital? Why? She got caught.
She got airlifted
That's
to the
ridiculous.
Hospital?
That's ridiculous.
I read in the highlight it was airlifted to the hospital.
That's a joke. Fuck that
Unbelievable.
Girl.
That's like one of those... I guess I'd take an airlift, though. If someone was like, we're going to airlift you or an ambulance. Like, yeah, let's fucking get the
chopper going.
Yeah.
Let's do it. Very embarrassing. Not as embarrassing as this MMA chick who just shit herself getting choked out. Most embarrassing.
Did she tap? After?
No. She actually kept fighting, which was gross because they were like rolling around in it. And actually, so it wasn't like a choke, like she didn't tap out from it. So she kind of got it for a minute, but like she shook out of it and then they were just rolling around still like kind of grappling and there was just shit all over the mat.
Was it a solid poo?
It was not solid, but it was very, very obviously shit, like brown stains on the fucking mat. So it begs the question, is that the most embarrassing thing that can happen to you in sports?
Yeah, I mean, I definitely wouldn't tap out, but I'd stop fighting, too, and I'd just be kill me.
Just get knocked
yeah,
out?
Yeah, be like, just choke me till I die.
Just, yeah, like, let's end this.
Hey, tell the ref, like, don't end this. I'm not going to tap out. Just make sure I'm dead, though.
Yeah.
It's very embarrassing to be like, I lost the fight, and I shit everywhere.
I'd be like, ugh, when I get out of this ring, I'm going to have to answer questions about pooping myself on TV. That's a whole thing.
And you're
thing.
A chick. It was chicks. chick, I think it makes
That's
it worse.
That's the weirdest part, because girls don't poop.
So they're holding it in there. You choke it out of them.
Right.
I feel like if I was going to be in an MMA fight, I'm definitely taking a shit before I go in the ring.
That's the thing. You have to clear everything out. Oh, it's you like, always take a big game shit before anything.
I feel like if Asa was here, like I feel like in MMA fights, like it's like shooting an anal scene.
You got to be prepared.
You got to clean everything
you
out.
You
got to
be ready for that. I think that is that's like you got to change your identity and just have a whole new life after you shit yourself in the fight.
Although
when I was in like elementary school, we were doing like the presidential challenge and it was like we were doing sit-ups and it was like 1, 2, 3, go. And I let out a huge fart when I went up and it still haunts me to this day. Like I have nightmares about it now.
Dude, did she
like,
end up winning
shit
the fight?
Myself, I'd kill myself.
Did she end up winning?
No, she lost and she was covered in her own shit because she pooped in the fight.
I think that could almost be used like a weapon. Like, you know how, like in wrestling, you get, like, a steel chair?
You throw, like sand in the eye?
Sand in the eye.
Shit on
you. Just got a pile of shit in the ring.
Fart on the basketball court.
You're just like...
Wait, yeah, ain't nobody guarding you.
Would it be legal if she started rubbing the other chick's eye in this?
Oh, my God. But where's... Bob's shaking his head. No. Would not be legal. He just gave a condescending... No.
I mean, marathon...
Well, why? Is that written in the rule book? Like, if you poop, you can't use it as a weapon.
They would... The referee would stop the fight if she started rubbing the other girl's face in her own shit.
Has this happened before, or are we breaking new ground here?
No, but, like, I mean, the fight would just stop. They wouldn't let somebody rub my face in...
It's not like the fight's just beginning.
Yeah, I think we just unveiled a whole new side of MMA.
All I hear about is, like, UFCs, no rules, no hold barred.
No,
what
no
about poop?
Poop? A little bit of poop, and we stopped the fight?
It was, like, no hold barred in, like, 1993 before I was born. Now it's there are rules.
You can't, give the opponent pink eye.
No pink eye.
So, and that chick lost, and then were there post-game questions? Like, hey, what about when you shit yourself?
No, not really, not for her. They only interview the winner for smaller fights like that.
Okay.
She lost, but she also got out of that choke and, like, finished the fight. I think if you shit yourself, they should just call it.
If you can't use it for a weapon, then call it.
Yeah.
What's the point of having a bottle of poop there if you can't
use it? Okay,
also, this is the problem with UFC and MMA. This is why you need to be in the mainstream. The fact that nobody was out there to go talk to her about that is a problem.
Oh, I would have
It's
right
like
there.
Happy Gilmore when he wanted the big check even though he came in last place. We know you lost the fight, but you're the story.
I would have been like, you shit yourself. How do you feel?
Yes. That's the problem with MMA. Fix it. Clean it up. Put Bob, Octagon Bob.
Let her not. Don't clean it up. Talk about it.
Right. Let Bob get dirty with it.
Yeah.
You don't like that one? Second half of the rundown is brought to you by the Barstool Shirt of the Month Club. I'm rocking it right now. It's Stone Cold Slugging Beers for Barstool Heartland. Shout out to McAfee and his band of misfits. You sign up, it's $20 a month. They send you a new shirt every single month. Exclusive only if you're in the club. I think when you sign up, it's only 3 months, so there's no like full long-term commitment. They charge you monthly, so there's no upfront cost. And it's a brand new original shirt every single month.
How about that?
It's a great idea.
What an idea.
It's a great club. This Delaware professor has been fired for speaking out on Otto Warmblarber. What's that guy's name?
I'm going to say Warmbier.
Okay. The North Korean kid who went, stole the poster, now is dead after being in the coma. She went in on him on Facebook.
She went in super hard.
She went in. She was like, he got what he deserved. Kind of.
You got to have real hot takes on Facebook to be noticed. Because Facebook,
that's all Facebook
that's
is.
That's a fly.
Then she also like doubled down in the comments, responding to people who were commenting on her post. And she kind of painted it with the whole, with the one brush of like, these are like rich, spoiled white kids who like drink and have sex and they do whatever they want and they feel entitled. So he got what's coming to him. She got the boot. Pat, what do you got on this guy and this girl getting fired?
Did she get fired?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So she's done. I think that there's a time and a place to say everything. She's like the NRA people who will talk about how great guns are right after a shooting. Like,
right.
He might have, yeah, like, in theory, he might have, like, deserved it. But he didn't deserve to die.
Right. Well, I mean, Dave Portnoy had the same take, but he's fucking Dave Portnoy at a smut website. If you're supposed to be a professor at a reputable school, you can't say things like this. I think you can say, like, dude, you're an idiot for going to North Korea. You're a definite idiot for, like, doing dumb shit in North Korea. I don't think anyone deserves to be, like, kidnapped by a dictatorship and tortured until they die.
No. I also don't think that I should be looped in with him. Because I was one of the people she was talking about.
Where yeah, it's that's true.
A white guy who doesn't get good grades or study and then begs for a better grade.
I don't deserve to die. That's a little much. Maybe for other reasons, but not that.
That's like, yeah, I ask you to bump me up to the B. Come on.
You get what you deserve, you white privileged fuck.
She's like, these are the white kids who sit in my class and do cocaine. I'm like, I've been doing cocaine in class? That's on you.
You're not a very stringent professor at all.
Kim Jong-un runs a much tighter ship than you do.
Put that guy in a coma. Last one, I guess we'll keep with the theme of professors and college and protests and all that. A Trump protest blocking the street. And this dude on his motorcycle, he just runs right through it, stops, comes back right through it. But the key to the whole thing is how loud that motorcycle is. Because you hear it coming. It's like vroom, 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 and you know that he's about to run through that.
Getting stronger by the hour.
All right, we got a couple more chances until I get this thing
home. They get up, they scatter. I wish it was a little more like ba-boom, ba-boom, like ran over them. But
you wish there were a few more deaths in the video.
Yeah, I mean, love a good protester. Like, I love some good protester
I
violence.
Think this is totally fair. If you're going to
you
lay
block
out
the street,
on the street,
absolutely.
You expect us to just close down a road? No, if you want to protest, I support your right to protest. You're also going to have to deal with some shit. And that's
white cars and fucking,
on a motorcycle.
Yeah.
His white supremacy Facebook page was something.
He was a full-blown white supremacist, huh?
Yeah, he had a white supremacy Facebook page, just like him posing with his motorcycle.
Tough to be on the same side as the
and
white
then, supremacist. But he did turn into a bit of a conundrum, because he did comment. He said, I can't be a white supremacist because I married a slant-eyed import.
He's not wrong. If you marry a slant-eyed import,
it's a tough proposition.
That is a horribly offensive thing to say about your own wife.
About your wife, like
that is,
and
so
it's
mean.
Hard to come back from. Like, yeah. All right, it's a good point. Yeah. It's a good point.
You know, this was just like white trash Christmas for him.
Oh,
like,
yeah,
hops on the hog in the morning, sees a couple pansies laying down in the street, and just speed bumps right over them.
There were a couple of people who just kind of stole the video, like. There was the one guy in the tan, full tan outfit. It might have been a woman. I couldn't really tell because it was
because they're
old,
protesters.
And just didn't even bother getting up. It was,
I'm good.
Ready to die for the cause. And then there was another. There's a quick little clip, if we could show it here, where a midget goes chasing after
him. Oh, wow. I missed
it's
the midget.
Just,
little person.
It's
little person.
Just quickly on screen. And she's just stomping around running after him. And it was. I respect the midget who's ready to fight.
You're right. Midgets steal the show. Like, if there's any midget side of you on any video,
just waddling,
that's the story.
Like a penguin chasing after this white supremacist meathead on a motorcycle. Like she's going to do anything to this fucking guy.
After show, it was your time to shine. Pride was this week in Manhattan.
Yep.
In New York, does it go to the everywhere. Upper boroughs? Or just yeah, it's everywhere. No, it's like all over.
It's like international.
Right, right.
Yeah.
But New York was a zoo. You guys put on quite the show these days.
Yeah, it was lit, as they say.
as the kids say.
It's just these days? I feel like the gay parade has been hot for
it
a
has.
While.
It has. Being gay is hot in the streets. We were discussing it on the radio. We're losers for being straight.
Why don't you kiss Pat then?
I might have to. I gotta get cool. That'll be cool.
Once the cameras are
on. So what was the, paint me a picture of the scene here.
So we, first off, the parade lasts
like three
probably
days.
Like 10 hours. Like I got
parades
here at
are too long in general.
Parades.
I don't do parades.
Parades are the single stupidest thing that humans do.
Yeah.
It was done parades when it was there. Like, we don't have anything else to do. We'll just watch shit walk by. Now it's like, we don't need to do this. There's no need to be entertained by shit walking by.
It was a bit much, even by my standards.
Excessive.
Yeah, I mean, we left here at noon, and we went down to the West Village. We came back up at 5, and it was still, people were still entering the parade to march.
It's a lot of
and it's
you
not like the
primo,
like, groups like NBC and stuff. Like, at the end of the parade are, like, when all the freaks, like, get brought in.
That's when it gets good.
I want to see the end
you
of the parade.
You should have started
you
at 5.
You should have come by. There was Foreskin Pride.
Oh, jeez.
I am out.
You're out.
Yeah.
Foreskin.
It was a quick. You're like, I want to be there at the end. I'm out.
There was like Pup and Master Pride.
Oh boy.
Is that's basically what it sounds like, I assume.
There was Furry Pride.
So furries I can get down with. Furries are actually a really nice people. Not
I'm sure
a
they're all
this.
Like pleasant,
very,
but...
very charitable folks are the furries.
And how does how do you know about this?
I don't know how I know this, but I know things sometimes.
Yo,
and
you
I
just talked about the charitable like... spirit of a group of people who have sex with furry costumes on. Why do you know that?
I don't know.
Why
I
do you know that? You need to come up with a better answer than I don't know.
Have you ever watched furry porn?
I saw that one of the guy dressed like a shark humping the fucking really fat chick.
I've also everyone's also seen
I don't know.
The fucking stripper at the bachelorette party wearing the bear head.
The bear head, yeah. Yeah,
if that counts as furry porn, I watch that almost daily. That's on the front page almost all the time.
What's that? Dancing Bear.
Yeah,
yeah,
I mean that guy.
Dancing Bear.
What a
you've
life
seen
that
Dancing
guy
Bear?
Has.
Dancing Bear.
Big Bear guy?
And the one the guy fucking the fat chick. Remember that? He's got a shark costume on. They're on the back of
that.
A boat. He's wearing a shark costume. It's just a huge chick. I think the headline is like shark fucking whale.
I have not seen that. I feel like I should see that.
Yeah. We got a great video coming out. We went around, met up with some characters. Had pictures of all the bloggers, asked gay guys at the parade to rate all the bloggers and Crown Barstool's Smoke Bro of The Office.
Now, obviously, don't give it away, but give us a rundown of maybe
before we get into this, what kind of pictures were we dealing with here? Like, were you picking ugly pictures on purpose?
I Google imaged.
All right, so probably some ugly
Can we give out the details on his specifically? Because I think that was funny. Do you want to wait for that?
I used your scarf picture.
I have too many scarf pictures.
You're so gay. You're gay
scarf
with a hat. I swear to God, you're gay with a hat.
Where it's,
oh, yeah. Okay.
That got some good reactions.
Okay.
I think it, I used...
That wasn't even one of the first three scarf pictures I thought of.
He's
Johnny
wearing,
NYC.
The scarf is wearing him was a very popular take on that.
Who was... give me some highs and lows of who's in contention, who's not.
Big Cat is in contention.
Okay.
I don't
want to
say...
Dan's a bear. Dan's a daddy bear.
They were getting a lot of like, a lot of people were saying they were giving him trucker vibes.
Dan gets a trucker vibe.
Mustache and plaid.
Dave was in contention.
Oh no, if Dave Portnoy wins this shit, it's a problem.
Yeah.
Don't release this video.
Keith's like there?
Keith's a handsome guy.
Mm-hmm. Believe it or not, Tex.
Oh,
had some,
Jesus Christ.
I think just the shock value of the hair.
The gay.
Oh, with the fucking hair?
My opinion of the gay community is plummeting
at
the moment.
Yeah, I used to be like very, like if a gay guy said that I was good looking, I was like, oh wow, that's the best compliment ever. I don't want to be lumped in with Tex now. I'm out on you gays.
Tex and
you guys got bad taste.
Pass.
It was very surprising, but some people didn't get any love, so we're just not even going to include them. But
yeah, it was like we didn't even show your picture.
Yeah, I think the video.
Who didn't get any love? Let's expose them now.
We'll have to wait and see. I can't expose that.
You said it wasn't going to be in the video.
I don't think Robbie Fox got any love.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Well, Robbie's still a kid. Robbie's still coming into his own.
Yeah.
Gay guys don't like you, Bob. That is unfortunate. That's unfortunate.
Who else didn't get any love? We didn't include Brett.
I feel like gay guys would fuck Brett.
Nate didn't get a lot of love.
That's wow.
Got a few. What is that for Nate?
Oh, that's a betchy gay guy.
Yeah, it's very betchy. But no, I think it'll be good. A lot of characters, so
all right.
You can
so
probably
the,
wear the title.
The people of Pride crown a Barstool Smoke Bro coming out soon enough once it's all edited. That's the rundown. See you tomorrow.